الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام او الله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us o the one who is the most honorable the most gracious alhamdulillah thumma alhamdulillah dear viewers on this pleasant and beautiful morning, marhaba, ahlan wa sahlan bikum to every one of you as you are watching the early echo. Inshallah azza wa jalla, in today's episode and program, we are going to be speaking about what should a person ask for in his dua. Hame duaon ke darmiyan ya duaon mein kya mangna chahiye, kis tarah se mangna chahiye, what are the etiquettes and the manners of dua? This is what we are going to be discussing. Let's listen to a beautiful hadith. The Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, "Man salla alayya yawm al-jum'ati kanat shafa'atun lahu indi yawm al-qiyamah." The person who recites abundantly durood upon me on a Friday, I will intercede for him on the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. The one who recites lots of durood paak on a Friday, he sends salams, salutations upon me, then I will intercede for him on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Who does not want to receive the intercession and shafa'at of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Recite durood paak, dear viewers of Madani channel, and attain these blessings and virtues from the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we have a beautiful kalam, a Nata Park that we will listen to inshallah as we go along in the program. And together with that, alhamdulillah, we even will be listening to Madani Guldastas and Madani Pearls as we go along in the program inshallah. And today the kalam and the Nata Park that we are going to be listening to is none other than Tumhara Naam Musibat Mein Jab Liya Hoga. Is kalam ko sunte hi inshallah azawajal. And when we come back, inshallah, we are going to go straight into our discussion and topic for this morning. Be with us from now till the end of today's episode and program. You are watching The Early Echo. Stay tuned with Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Tumhara naam musibat mein jab liya hoga دستگیر ضرور ہوتا لطف ہوا ہوگا دستگیر ضرور جو گرتے گرتے تیرا نام لے لیا ہوگا جو گرتے گرتے تیرا نام لے لیا ہوگا ہمارا بگڑا ہوا کام بن گیا ہوگا دکھائی جائے گی محاشر میں شان مہا شان محبوبی کہ آپ ہی کی خوشی آپ کا کہا ہوگا کہ آپ ہی کی خوشی آپ کا کہا ہوگا ہمارا بگڑا کام بن گیا ہوگا خدا پاک کی چاہیں گے اگلے پچھلے خوشی خدا پاک کی چاہیں گے اگلے پچھلے خوشی خدا پچھلے خوشی خدا پاک خوشی ان کی چاہتا ہوگا خدا پاک خوشی ان کی چاہتا ہوگا ہمارا بگڑا ہوا بن گیا ہوگا کوئی کہے گا دہائی ہے یا رسول اللہ کوئی کہے گا دہائی ہے یا رسول اللہ رسول اللہ تو کوئی تھام کے دامن مچل گیا ہوگا تو کوئی تھام کے دامن مچل گیا ہوگا ہمارا بگڑا ہوا لبے کوسے کوئی قریب ترازو کوئی لبے کوسے کوئی صراط پہ ان کو پکارتا ہوگا کوئی صراط پہ ان کو کرتا ہوگا کہیں گے ہو نبی اذهبوا الى غیری کہیں گے اور نبی اذهبوا الى غیری غیری میرے حضور کے لب پر فنا لہا ہوگا، میں الک در کا بھکاری ہوں فضل مولا سے، میں الک در کا بھکاری ہوں فضل مولا سے، حسن فقیر کا جنت میں بستر ہوگا، حسن فقیر کا جنت میں بستر ہوگا۔
سبحان اللہ، تمہارا نام مصیبت میں جب لیا ہوگا۔ This kalam is composed by none other than Hazrat Allama Maulana Hasan Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. What a beautiful naati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Tumhara naam musibat mein jab liya hoga, hamara bigda hua kaam ban gaya hoga. Allahu Akbar. It is through the blessings and the virtues of the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that any task which is to be incompleted will be completed due to the blessings of the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In fact, we had a silsila and a program only about naming your children Muhammad and the virtues and blessings of keeping this name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Be inspired, dear viewers, make intention. If Allah has blessed you with a son, keep his name Ahmad or Muhammad and see the blessings of that inshallah. However, dear viewers, a hadith which is in Sahih al-Muslim, Hazrat Sayyidina Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has reported that once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to visit a very weak person and asked him, "Do you even make any dua to Allah azza wa jal? Did you make any dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?" He said, "Yes, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." The Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then asked him, what dua do you make? And he says, "I have asked in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla that Ya Rahman Rahimeen, if there's any punishment which you will give me in the hereafter, then rather give it to me in this very world." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then asked him, "Why did you make a dua like this? Do you think you can handle the punishment and the torment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?" "No, you can never ever do so." So the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said to him, "Whenever you ask from Allah Azza wa Jalla, ask Him for goodness in this world as well as in the hereafter. Never ask for calamities and problems, for we are too weak and feeble. We would never be able to handle the punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Then the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for him. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu says, and then he was cured from his sickness. Allah Azza wa Jalla granted him shifa. Kya baat hai Madine ki. We learn, dear viewers, from this beautiful hadith of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that look at how important it is to firstly make dua. How many of us don't even make dua? We always keep on asking others to make dua for us, but for when it comes to ourselves, when last did we besiege in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and beg from Allah for mercy, for blessings, for forgiveness? But from this hadith, we can understand very clearly the importance of asking and making dua. One can realize the significance and the manners and the wordings of the dua. This is what I was trying to get to. As this companion had asked for punishment in the world if he was to get punished in the hereafter, and the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "This is a very wrong dua to make. You can never ever do so. Ask Allah for His rahmah and His mercy and forgiveness instead of saying that you rather punish me here than punishing me there." We also learn from this, dear viewers of Madini Channel, subhanallah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets pleased with those bandas that ask for dua, that beg from Him and ask from Him. He shows wrath on those who don't ask, and He shows mercy towards those who ask from Him. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Unfortunately, dear viewers of Madani Channel, we are living in such difficult times, in such hard times, that majority of the people that supplicate and make dua, majority of the times, should we say, that these things are so common and known that there is no affection, there is no concentration, there is no tawajjuh, there is no feelings in the duas that we make. When we beg from the people of the world, when we need our work to get done, we have tasks to be completed. then we beg from each another. We ask from each another. We have tears in our eyes when we really need something. If you are really in a dire need of something and you go to a person who you know will fulfill your need, how you would ask from him, convincing him, motivating him, and especially if you are closer to him. Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jalla is our creator. When last have we begged from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So the question is that when we do ask, we need to ask for the correct things. We need to ask for the right things. We need to know the manners of dua. We need to learn the intentions before making dua. Since dua is the weapon of a believer, dua is the essence of worship, dua is the light of the sky and the earth. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned in a hadith, "Ad-du'a'u mukhul ibadah." That dua is the essence of worship. In another hadith, the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had said, "Ad-du'a'u silahul mu'mini." That dua is the weapon of a believer. Allahu Akbar. This is dua. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So, one can understand, dear viewers of Madini channel, it is only through the blessings and virtues of dua a person has a conversation with his creator. He talks to his creator. It is only by the blessings and virtues of dua a banda, a bondman, gets to express his desires and his needs and his feelings to his creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is through dua. Dua is the channel and the door through which a person gets to humble himself, and he is inspired to show humility in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, to humble himself, to lower himself, to beg from Allah Azza wa Jalla. This is the only channel and the way that a person gets closer as well to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, besides your salah, besides those obligations which are fard upon you, those activities and actions which are fard upon a person. Besides that, dua is the channel that a person uses to get closer to Allah Azza wa Jalla, to speak to his creator, as I mentioned. So let's learn some good intentions before we go into this deep subject, dear viewers of Madini channel. What are the du'as that we should make, or what are the intentions should we make first? Niyat hoti hai. Niyat is very, very important. If you fix yourself and you prepare yourself for this in advance, you shall see that your du'as and your wishes will be fulfilled and it will be answered. Now let's listen to this beautiful points that have been mentioned, that subhanallah, if person can make these intentions, I will make dua for gaining the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, for earning reward and thawab. I will act upon the commandment of the Holy Quran Pak. Allah Azza wa Jalla himself has said, "Ud'uni astajib lakum." Ask, make dua to me, I will accept it. Ud'uni, make dua to me, ask from me. Astajib lakum, I will accept it. These are the intentions you can make. Ya Allah, you have commanded me to ask, thus I am asking, and rather I am begging, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman Rahim. I will receive the blessings of dua mentioned in the blessed ahadith, the hadiths which we are mentioning right now with regards to the virtues of asking. Though the topic is ask for well-being, first we need to understand the structure, the importance of asking before you even ask for well-being. So whatever reward and sawab is there for making dua, I will definitely receive that reward even for making dua. Here you're begging from your creator and Allah is giving you sawab and reward for even asking from him. Allahu Akbar. During dua, I will avoid, you know, many actions such as I will concentrate, I will not focus here and there, and subhanallah, I will start my dua by glorifying Allah Azza wa Jal. Always form the habit of making dua in such a way that whenever you raise your hands, first praise Allah Azza wa Jalla, glorify your creator. Thereafter send Durood-e Pak upon the Holy Rasulullah, and thereafter ask for your desires and for your needs, and through the will of Allah Azza wa Jal, through his mercy and through the infinite mercy of the Holy Rasulullah and his blessings, the du'as will be answered inshallah. At the end of the dua, I will recite Durood-e Pak. And I will try to maintain sincerity whilst reciting couplets. If you are reciting couplets in your du'as, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, and make this intention that I will end my dua with this verse of the Holy Quran Pak. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Make this dua inshallah azza wa jalla, and you shall see the blessings and the virtues of even making dua, dear viewers of Madani channel. Subhanallah. So coming back to the point now, what should we ask for? People ask for various things. People ask for dunya, for wealth, for luxuries, for comfort. Everyone's desires and hopes are so different. Everybody have different needs, different types of needs. But many people who have their duas answered sometimes may not know what to ask for. So we need to learn the correct method of asking and what should we ask for. All those knowledge, those words that we should be using. Many a times we say things which shouldn't be said during dua. These things are heard when you go for congregation, or you are in a congregation where dua is made collectively, and you hear such words from which you get to know and learn that the wordings are too harsh at times, or the wordings are too wrong at times, or it does not befit the situation, for you are asking from Allah Azza wa Jal. One has to monitor and one has to track his words. He should be using selected words for his asking from Allah Azza wa Jalla. Of course, with humbleness, with humility, with tears in your eyes, with remorse and regret for the sins that we commit. These are the fundamental basics of even before you lift your hands and ask for dua from Allah Azza wa Jal. The respected scholars of Islam, the ulama and the scholars have mentioned, one should make dua in the state of purity. If you want your duas to always be answered, always obtain purity before you even make dua. Though it is not a condition, but it's nice, it's a prerequisite in this sense that you're asking from Allah Azza wa Jalla and you want to be in the most purest forms before you even ask from Him. So if you make special wudu just to go and make dua, kya baat hai Madine ki? This feeling is all different, dear viewers of Madine channel. Make dua, obtain purity, tahara, and then you sit on the musalla, find the perfect times when duas are answered, especially. Or you can make dua all day long whenever you have a chance. But these are the things that one should do with regards to the manners of dua. Facing the qibla. Whenever you make dua, try to face the qibla and then make dua. With full concentration, have your mind set on what you're asking for. Don't have your mind with your family whilst you're making dua. Don't think about your business, about your money, about the banking we need to do, about the payments we need to make, about the people we need to meet, about the things we need to say, about the places we need to go. Different types of khayalat and things might come to your mind. Oh, you might not be even thinking that, but when you're asking, there's no emotions in your begging. There's no emotions in your supplication and dua, though you are asking from the most gracious. Allahu Akbar. You're asking from Allah Azza wa Jal, who is the creator of this universe, who is the initiator and creator of everything that exists in this dunya. So when you ask from Him, this is how a banda, a person should ask, dear viewers of Madani channel. One should send salat and durood upon the Holy Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam at the beginning and in the end of the dua. When you make dua, this is what you should do and this is how you should behave, dear viewers. One should raise his hands. He should raise his hands towards the sky and should include the Muslims in his duas as well. There is another narration that says that the most effective dua is that which is made in the absence of the person. So when you make dua, keep your family first. Keep your family there. Keep your wife and children there. Make dua in their haq and in their absence. It is most effective when the person is not in front of you for whom you are making dua. One should prefer to make dua during the moments when duas is accepted, such as at the time of the sermon between the first two khutbahs on a Friday. A person can make dua in his heart for all his wishes. Between the time of Asr and Maghrib on a Friday, at the time of sunset, du'as are answered according to the books of Ahadith and narrations. Du'as are answered when 1/3 of the night had passed. It is a very good time to make du'a. Try and wait for those moments in which you can make those du'as, dear viewers. Perform special actions before making du'a, such as giving charity in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. Performing some virtuous deeds, some good deeds to please Allah, and then you make dua. Allahu Akbar. So, between the two khutbahs, as I mentioned, this is the time on a Friday
Duas are accepted. Raining time, when rain falls, it drizzles. Drizzle is usually known as the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or when it rains, make dua. At the time of iftar, keep a nafil fast. Or if it is the month of Ramadan, don't just open your iftar, open your fast, but rather a person should make dua. Spend his time crying, because those moments are very special moments for a person to make dua. But many a times we have seen that even the day was gone for a waste, for the time that we had to use this weapon which Allah Azza wa Jalla had given us. Ad-du'a u silahu al-mu'mini, dua is a weapon of a believer. Instead of using that tool to attain closeness, instead of using this zari'ah and this wasila of getting our supplications answered, we wasted it. So a fasting person's dua is also answered. And so on and so forth, a person who sits in a gathering of Quranic recitation, the Quran is completed, duas are answered there as well. At the time of nikah, as the scholars and the ulama have mentioned, duas are answered there as well. So how should one raise his hands? The following that I will be telling you right now, dear viewers, have been mentioned by the scholars of Islam. The founder of Da'awat Islami, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Radhi Damat Barakatuh Mula Aliyah, has mentioned that make dua whilst your eyes is lowered. Aankhon ko neeche rakhe hue. Don't raise your eyes, because it is said that there is a fear that his eyes might become weak when you look at the sky and make dua. One should not do so. Rather, he should be focused, and in this way here, he should have his eyes lowered. Raise both hands when you're making dua in line of your chest, your shoulder, or your face. In line of them, you can have your hands raised. You can raise your hands to the extent that the whiteness of your armpit can also become visible. There is more humbleness in this way that you make dua. So all four conditions are correct, and they are very, 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 very meaningful, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Alhamdulillah. So we have all these that we have just mentioned now. And Alhamdulillah, we need to learn and understand now, what should we ask for from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And how should we ask? Remember, the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a rahmatul lil alameen. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the greatest Nabi of Allah azza wa jal. But look at him asking for well-being. And remember, I started off with the hadith of Hazrat of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the narration of Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu. That how did the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warn that companion and say to him that you should never say that, Ya Allah, give me the punishment in this very world. Many people are seen asking for things like that. Even today as well, people say, and they make such du'as and they ask Allah that punish me here, give me the azab in the qabr, and on the day of judgment, please do not give me any punishment. Don't ask for azab in the qabr, ask for well-being in the grave. Prepare for the grave. Don't show as if we can take and tolerate the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal. We are going to come there to that aspect, inshallah Azza wa Jal. One shouldn't say, Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, if you were to expose my sins, then do it now instead of the hereafter. No. Look at how Rasulullah says, Allahumma ahsin aqibatana fil umuri kulliha. In all my affairs, Ya Allah, make all my tasks good and make all my affairs easy for me. Dua is besieging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for well-being, for goodness, crying and asking Him to never ever punish us, and to rather forgive us and overlook at our sins and pardon us and never make us face any torment, whether in the world, in the grave, or in the hereafter. One has to take these precautions, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Remember, it is the command of Allah Azza wa Jalla. According to some narrations, it is the command of Allah. He says, O son of Adam, if you ask from me, if you ask from me, I will give you. And if you will not ask from me, I will express my wrath upon you. Allah. I will express my wrath upon you. He will get punished for it. People who consistently make dua, Allah is pleased with them who consistently ask for dua. And for those who say, my duas are never answered, I don't feel like making any dua right now because I always felt as if my duas were never answered. Is tarah ki baatein karna. This is totally wrong, dear viewers of Madini Channel. One is tested in the dunya. Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Look at Hazrat Sayyiduna Ayyub ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. For how long he remained tested, dear viewers. He was tested with his wealth. He was tested with his family. And he was tested with his health. For several years, or for whatever time Allah had willed, he was in that condition. To the time when he made dua and he cried in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jalla given him spiritual cure and physical cure. And had even blessed him again with the number of children. In fact, more than that, in terms of wealth and family, he was bestowed by Allah azza wa jalla. So dear viewers, we learn that the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam never stopped making dua, though they are the Anbiya and they are the messengers of Allah Azza wa Jalla. They would ask. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam made such amazing du'as and taught his ummatis that when you make dua, this is the method and the way of making dua. Many of the Sahaba ikram would give charity, would give sadaqah, khairat. They would fast, recite Quran abundantly, and then they would make dua. And they would make dua for a long time. Look at Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha. Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that my mother would make dua and I would never ever hear her making dua for herself. Every time she would make dua for the neighbors, for the relatives, for the ummah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. And she would make long, lengthy dua, especially on a Friday. She would have here her khadima that would be outside, her servant. And then she would ask the servant, has the sun set? And when he would say yes, then instantly she would raise her hands and she would say, Rabbana, atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhab an-nar. She would make this dua, which is jami'. It is a very comprehensive dua to make. Rabbana, atina fid dunya hasana. Allah Azza wa Jalla has taught us in the Quran what to ask for. Mangna sikhaya gaya. مانگنے کے فضائل بتایا گیا یعنی دعاؤں کے حوالے سے اور مزید ثواب ملنے کا بھی باعث ہے. A person is then rewarded because he is making dua and then what to ask for, مانگنا کیا ہے ہمیں یہ بھی بتایا گیا. اللہ اکبر. And then too, we do not ask, dear viewers, we only ask when we have a problem. We only ask and we remember Allah Azza wa Jalla when we have no other face or no other place to go to. We knocked on the doors of the doctors, we knocked on the doors of the lawyers, of the advocates, we knocked on the doors of wealthy people. After we get very tired and there's nowhere to go, and then we say, Ya Allah, you are the only one that can help now. Allahu Akbar. Why not turn to Allah Azza wa Jalla in the very beginning? The help that you receive from people, from the dunya, from your contacts, is the help from Allah Azza wa Jalla. But first, turn towards him and accept the help that came from people to be the help from Allah Azza wa Jalla. This increases your tawakkul and your reliance and your trust and your bond and connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every good thing you divert to your Creator because it is from him, it's a blessing. But many people don't remember Allah Azza wa Jalla, but once we are hospitalized, then the dhikr continues. At that time when you are healthy, when you have good health, you have energy, you have the strength to stand for long nights and worship Allah Azza wa Jalla, you have the strength to remain thirsty and fast for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, you have money which you can give in his path, but we choose not to. When it's our last final moments, when we know we are about to go in this world, we can't even stand straight and read namaz, we've got to use the help of chairs in the masajid or sit on the floor and read salah and pray. Then we start becoming pious. And at that age, the reward could have been multiplied so many folds more if only we were trained when we were small. That is why it's so important to give your children, your awlad and your offspring the correct tarbiyah if you are concerned for the akhirah and the hereafter. For that, for eternity, there's no ending for the hereafter. That life is a lifetime that's never going to come to an end. It is forever, hum fiha khalidun, those who will go into Jannah will remain there forever and ever, and there's no ending for that. And for that world where there's no ending, so do most of your planning for that world where you're going to remain forever. And the world where you are never going to remain forever, within the next 15, 20, 30 years, next moment, should I say, there's no guarantee for, then why make such preps? Why waste this time and age to prepare and have long hopes? Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we are going to now turn this topic into another dimension altogether. We are going to be speaking about the things which we should be asking for that. Let's listen to some Madani pearls, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Till we return, stay tuned with Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "No doubt there is one Hajj and one Umrah for you on every Friday. Therefore, early proceeding for Salatul Jumu'ah is equivalent to Hajj, and waiting for Salatul Asr, having offered Salatul Jumu'ah, is equivalent to Umrah." Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, proceed for Jumu'ah Salah early as possible. It's very important. Try this, dear viewers. When the Adhan goes for Jumu'ah, one should immediately shut down everything he does and present himself in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Coming back to the point, everyone, every person desires and wishes to live a respectful life, a life, a luxurious life, you know, comfortable zindagi, without any parishani, stress, tension. Everyone desires this. People don't like to be stressed all the time. So therefore, the most important thing to ask for is for well-being in this world as well as in the hereafter. When you want to be good in this world, don't work only towards your goodness, meaning to have live a comfortable life, because you could be tested at any time. This wealth that you got is from Allah, and it is to return to Allah Azza wa Jalla either way. So ask for betterment of this world and the hereafter, as we mentioned the hadith in which the Holy Rasul would say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Allahumma ahsin aqibatana fil umuri kulliha." So goodness in all affairs, goodness in all affairs that we do, goodness for all the tasks that we do and we get involved in. The second thing is, seek refuge. This is very important, dear viewers within the channel. It is very, very important for us then to seek refuge from the punishment and from the torment of the hellfire. We need to ask this like consistently, daily. Be worried and concerned about the qabr and about the punishment of the hereafter. Now, the only time you can be concerned about something is when you know the outcome and the consequences of that. We don't think about Jahannam because we don't talk about Jahannam. And we don't talk and think about Jahannam, so you don't fear Jahannam. We don't fear the hell, but we know hell exists. We know there's a fire there. But what do you even know about Jahannam? This is what we need to educate ourselves with, so that the fear could always be there. Now let's listen to some hadith with regards to Jahannam. I'm not doing this to only scare you, but I'm doing this to motivate you that we should fear Jahannam and the hellfire. And this motivation would assist us in not committing sins, or to protect ourselves when it comes to committing a sin. The Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had stated, "The fire lit by humans is one part of the 70th parts of the hellfire." The companions humbly said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the worldly fire is enough." The Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam stated, "The fire of hell has been increased 69 folds to the fire of the world, and each level of its heat is equal to it." So 70 times more, the fire of Jahannam, the intensity of that fire is 70 times more than the fire of this dunya. You cannot even compare. If the fire of the world could heat you and melt you and burn you, Allahu Akbar. If you are scared from even a spark from the fire of this dunya, then be concerned about the fire of Jahannam, for it is 70 times more severe and intense than the fire of this dunya. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Azza wa Jalla
Forgive our sins, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conceal our faults. Let's move on, dear viewers. Boiling water will be poured over the heads of the inmates of hell. It will tear their skull, Allahu Akbar, and would reach their stomachs. It will then rip apart everything in their stomach and it will exit from the feet, Allahu Akbar. And this will be done repeatedly, whereas boiling water will be poured on the heads of the inmates of hell. It will tear their skin, burn their skin, it will enter their body and rip every single organ of the body. Imagine that tatkalif, dear viewers. It's there. Are we concerned about it? If a huge boulder is thrown from the edge of hell, for example, consider a well, for example, to give you an understanding, right? And you throw a stone from the top of the well, how quick it will go to the bottom. Here, if a huge boulder is thrown from the edge of hell, it will continue to fall for 70 years and still it will not reach the depth of the hell. And still it will not reach its depth. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, make mention of hell in abundance because its heat is severe, its depth is very deep, and its hammers are of iron. Allah Akbar. In hell there are snakes to the size of the necks of camels. There are such snakes that are to the size of the necks of camels. When any one of them bites an inmate of hell, the heat of its poison will be felt for 40 years. The heat of the poison of the snake will be felt in your body for 40 years. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. Likewise, in hell, there are scorpions to the size of the necks of mules. Mule ko aapne dekha hi hoga. A mule. The scorpions of Jahannam are the sizes of the necks of a mule. And when they will sting or bite somebody, the intensity and the heat of that bite and sting will remain in that person's body also for 40 years. Think about these things and make dua and cry. What if your name is on the door of Jahannam? What if our names are there and we are going to be made to enter Jahannam? Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. What will be our condition, dear viewers of Madini channel? Ala Hazrat Azimul Barkat Parwan Isham Iri Salat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali has written,
Allah kya Jahannam ab bhi na sard ho اللہ اللہ کیا جہنم اب بھی نہ سرد ہوگا رو رو کے مصطفیٰ نے رو رو کے مصطفیٰ نے دریا بہا دیے ہیں رو رو کے مصطفیٰ نے دریا بہا دیے ہیں ان کی مہک نے دل کے.
Okay, now we move on, dear viewers of Madini channel. The inmates of hell will be overcome by tears. They will cry profusely to such an extent that their tears will come to an end and they will begin to cry tears of blood. Now, these are the inmates of Jahannam. When the tears will stop, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla will allow or will make blood flow from their eyes to the extent that if that blood had been accumulated, the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, a ship can be made to sail on the blood of those people. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us his protection. Forgive us our sins. We have come almost to the end of today's episode and program, and I leave you with this, dear viewers of Madini channel. The inmates of hell will receive the slightest form of punishment. Those who will go to Jahannam, may Allah forbid, may Allah protect us, but The slightest punishment of the hereafter of Jahannam is that a person will be made to wear shoes made of fire, which will cause his brains to boil. Allahu Akbar, it will melt and come out of his mouth and nose and ears. It's very severe, dear viewers of Madani channel. Seek protection from Jahannam every single day. Ask Allah Azza wa Jal. Hum rozana roein. Allah ke bargah mein duaein karte rahein ki Mola hume bakhsh de apne karam se, apne fadal se, apni ata se, apne karam se hume bakhsh de. Jahannam ke aag se hume bacha le. Qabr ke azab se hume bacha le. Who will save you from the punishment of the qabr? Brothers in Islam, ye to haqeeqat hai. Bas hum dekh nahi sakte hain. Ye cheeze hone wali hai. Hum usko rok nahi sakte hain. What can stop that from happening is the rahmat of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah ki rahmat ke sadqe mein we can be forgiven. Bade bade gunahgar bakhshe gaye hain. Allah ki rahmat bahut badi hai. Too vast. Sarkar ke sadqe mein, sarkar ke wasile se sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah pardon our sins. The poet says,
main qabr andheri mein ghabra jab tanha imdad meri karne aa jana rasool allah main qabr andheri mein ghabraunga jab tanha imdad meri karne aa jana mere aqa roshan meri turbat ko ae noor khuda karna jab waqt naza aaye deedar ata karna.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, dear viewers of Madani channel, so today we have learned about what to ask for, the important things that we should ask for. Always put your akhirat before your dunya. In regards to asking for the betterment, you ask for the dunya, you are allowed to ask for whatever you want to ask, but put the most important matters in front first. Your akhirat is most important, and that is why we came here. We came to work for our hereafter. We never come to only enjoy. You have been sent here for a mission, for a task. To us mission ko kaash hum accomplish karne mein, usse hasil karne mein hum kamyab ho. Hamari kamyabi isi mein ki hum united rahe, saath rahe, aur hum Allah se darte rahe. We should keep fearing Allah Azza wa Jalla. Our success is within this. Those who established their salah, those who protected their trust, those who protected their promises, those who have done the right things, for them is Jannah. Who left this dunya with iman and faith, for them is paradise, dear viewers. Kaash Allah Azza wa Jalla forgives our sins, and this is all we ask for, that may Allah fulfill all your lawful wishes. May Allah Azza wa Jalla, through the blessings of all the awliya and saliheen, may Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us death on iman, grant us burial in Jannatul Baqi, grant us death under the beautiful breeze and shadow of Gumbad-e-Khazra. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us all to Makkatul Mukarrama and Madinatul Munawwara. Zadahallahu sharfum wa ta'zima. Until next time, please stay tuned with Madani channel. Keep making dua for the prosperity of Madani channel and your Dawat Islami. Stay good, be good, do good, and wherever you are, just remember, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Start your day with remembrance of